Now, in that Acts reading that we heard Tish read to us, it's the account of Paul and his companions, which obviously includes Luke at this point. You know, Luke, who wrote the Acts of the Apostles, you can tell he's with them because it says we rather than he. So Luke and Paul were in Asia, in somewhere what is now Turkey. And Paul had this vision of a man of Macedonia calling them to come across the sea into Europe. And this is a turning point for Paul's ministry. So rather than staying in Asia, staying in what is now Turkey, he actually came across into Europe and of course eventually ended up in Rome. So this is a turning point for the gospel. But the interesting thing about it is how it speaks of the way that Paul was directed. Paul and the others were shown the way to go by this vision that Paul had. And it's interesting, just before that, if you go back a couple of verses, it says, Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. So we're told here, actually, Paul and his companions are directed into Macedonia three times. God is very clear where he wants Paul to go, and he speaks very clearly to him and to the others, such that this is where the European ministry of Paul started. And Paul is a wonderful example for us. He's not one of the 12, not one of the ones that actually knew Jesus in the flesh. In a sense, he's just an ordinary Christian like the rest of us. And yet God spoke very clearly to him. And if you think about it, there's no reason why God shouldn't speak to us today. And I'm here to tell you he does. He continues to speak. There is no reason why it should have been shut off after Paul's time. There are some Christians that believe that, but there's no sense at all in the scriptures that that is true. God still speaks to us in all sorts of ways. And you remember I spoke a bit in the last couple of weeks, I spoke on the verse, my sheep, this is Jesus speaking, my sheep listen to my voice, I know them and they follow me. He's speaking for us as well as for the ones who heard him directly. He's saying we should still be able to hear his voice and to follow him like sheep following their shepherd. And they follow me. And that's what we seek to do as the Church of Jesus Christ in these days. I wanted to give you just a couple of examples of when I really believe God spoke to me, because I hope that will encourage you to have your ears open, that he will speak to you, and to have that expectation and to have that desire in your heart to hear directly from our Lord. Last Wednesday, every Wednesday morning, I go to Saffron Walden, to St. Mary's, and we sit down and we have morning prayer together, myself and the other members of the team of the clergy and sometimes some other people as well. And we just go through morning prayer as it's put down in the book, as we normally do. But towards the end of it, David, who's actually away at the moment, but he always has a time of when he says, let's just pray as you feel led. He says, let's have a time of open prayer. And during that quiet time, I really got a picture in my mind. It's almost like a vision that Paul had of a guitar string. And this guitar string is stretched. You know, if you think of a guitar, it's under quite a lot of tension to be able to be used. You have to wind the tuning pegs up to get the right tension in the string. And that was the picture that was in my mind. And I realized, I believe what God was saying to us, that is that we are under tension at times. But it shouldn't necessarily be a bad thing. Because if you think about it, a guitar string has to be under tension to provide a clear note. And I felt he was saying to us and to all of us, those sitting there, that even if you feel under tension, that may be a good thing, that you can actually give a clear note, you'll be able to speak clearly to people around you, to speak God's word. And it reminded me of a verse in 1 Corinthians. There Paul writes, even in the case of lifeless things that make sounds, such as the flute or the harp. How will anyone know what tune is being played unless there is a distinction in the notes? Again, if the trumpet does not sound a clear call, who will get ready for battle? He's saying musical instruments need to be under tension in order to provide that clear note. And one or two of my colleagues came up to me afterwards and said they really felt God was speaking to them through that picture. So God does speak to us. We can't control when he does. We can't demand that he speaks at any particular time or any particular place or in any particular way. God is sovereign, and this is one area where we need to allow him to be sovereign, to actually demand God that he speaks to us at a particular time. He's being not full of faith, but full of what's sometimes called presumption. And we don't want to be that kind of people. We want to be those who are willing to be led by our good shepherd, and not those who will rush ahead and do what we think we ought to do. And God does speak in all sorts of different ways. And it's not always very obvious. We do need to have our ears open. Do you remember the passage in the Old Testament about Elijah, who wasn't quite sure what he needed to do, and he rushed off into the wilderness because he was feeling really depressed. He was a real depressive, was poor old Elijah. But he ends up in this cave in the mountains. And while he was there, it says, the Lord said to Elijah, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. And that's often the way that God speaks to us, in that real quiet voice, almost beyond the point of being able to hear. But because I think it's because God loves us so much that he doesn't force himself on us. He waits for us to be ready and willing to receive what he wants to give us. And that sometimes means that his voice seems to be very quiet, but it can be very distinct. He does tend to speak to us, I've found, in ways that make sense to us and not necessarily to anyone else. I remember years ago I was at a conference with the young people in the church, and God said to me something really strange that may sound a bit strange to you. He said, manifestation, not representation. Now that is kind of in kind of theological language, and I knew what he meant by when he said that to me, but it wouldn't necessarily mean the same thing to someone else. God will speak to us in ways that make sense to us, and we need to listen out for it. I remember years ago, actually, when I was quite a young Christian, so I was still in my 30s, and some friends of ours asked us to come round for dinner one night in the middle of the week. And they asked us because Ian was thinking about changing his job. He was a chemical engineer and had a really good job, but he had a real sense that God was calling him to do something very different, to go into what we call Christian counseling. And so Ian and his wife Jill asked us to come round for dinner. Do you remember this, was he? Yes. And so we went round there and we had a meal and we had a bottle of wine, and then we said, and it was getting quite late by this stage, we went into their living room and Ian said, let's pray together. And then it came into my mind very clearly, these words, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 7. Now, at that stage, I just about knew there was a book in the Bible called 1 Thessalonians. I don't say as many people, it's not one of the major books that we tend to read very often, but there it is in the latter part of the New Testament. And I just about knew there was such a book. And somehow I knew that was not something that God was wanting to say to Ian, but he was saying to me. So when I got home, I looked it up in the Bible. And do you know what it says? It says, for those who sleep, sleep at night. And those who get drunk, get drunk at night. I think God was saying very clearly to me, you're no use to me. There's no point in you trying to pray for Ian when you're absolutely tired out and also not particularly sober. No one can tell me that God doesn't have a sense of humor. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. So we need to listen out for those unexpected moments, those times when something just comes to us that are not necessarily what we were planning for, but somehow it actually tells us what we need to do. And God does, my experience is too, that God confirms his word. Sometimes he does speak to us more than once about the same subject to give us that real confirmation that it is him. That's what happened to Paul in the account that we heard from the Acts of the Apostles. God spoke to them three times to make it clear where he wanted them to go. God is very willing not just to say things once, but to say things more than once to make sure we really have heard him. He does confirm his word, and we need to listen out for that. And we need to actually go to the Bible to check out what he said does actually line up with what's written down there in black and white. As I've mentioned, sometimes he speaks to us directly through the Bible. Have you ever had that experience of reading the Bible and a verse jumps out at you and you can't forget it? Sometimes that is God speaking to us and saying, pay attention to this particular verse. It's speaking something directly to you. So God does speak today. It says in the Bible, doesn't it? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus doesn't change. He spoke to the peoples using his physical voice during his time on earth. But he speaks to us through the power of the Holy Spirit as he promised. We heard in that gospel reading that the Father was going to pour out the Holy Spirit, as it says, for the Advocate, that's Jesus' name for the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can hear the voice of Jesus and today, just as they did when Jesus was on earth. So I hope these words have encouraged you just to keep that listening voice, keep those ears open, unblocked, and be willing to actually move when you hear Jesus speaking. Do speak to me at any time. I would love to actually talk to you if you feel God has spoken to you. And together we can look into the scriptures, look into the Bible to see whether it does line up. I believe that's one major part of what my training is all about. To have a good knowledge of the Bible, that we can go to it together and see when we feel God is speaking, that we can confirm that it does actually line up with the written word of God. I've asked Helen, when we come to the prayers, just to pause at the beginning, just so we can have a time of quiet and perhaps just ask in our hearts for God to speak to us. But I have to say, it's not my practice, and I don't think it's really helpful to make special times for hearing God. My experience is God has spoken to me in all sorts of ways, at times totally unexpected. It's almost a characteristic of the way God works, is that we don't expect it when he comes. So let's have that time of quiet after we've said the creed. But let's continue to listen for his voice speaking to us in the here and now. Amen.